Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences agents specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
Very good. Our world is very different right now, and our offices are still working from home as we mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. Very quickly how our lives can change.
Now, you've been doing this from home from what, 2-3 weeks now?
About 3 weeks now, yes.
Wow.
But where our offices are still open for business and we're still available to answer questions and are happy to do that. We're just working from via telecommunication.
Now tell me, do you have extra gallons of paint in the garage so you can start repainting your living room?
Exactly. I don't right now, but I'm maybe something to consider.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, today we're going to talk about the coronavirus and food handling, food packaging. What do you have for us?
As our state is currently under a stay-at-home ordinance to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus, I know many have had questions about how the virus may be contracted, particularly with regard to handling food or grocery shopping or getting takeout or home-delivered meals. And what researchers know right now is that the biggest transmission of COVID-19 is by being around individuals who have symptoms of the virus. Coronaviruses are generally thought to be spread from person to person through respiratory droplets. While it may be possible for a person to get COVID-19 by touching a contaminated surface or an object and then transmitting it through their mouth, nose, or eyes, but this is not thought to be a major risk for the way that the virus is transmitted. And right now, the CDC, the FDA, and the USDA are not aware currently of any reports of where food or food containers or food packaging has been associated with the transmission of the virus. So I thought I would share this morning some commonly asked questions around some of those food handling things that many people may have. The first one is, can I get COVID-19 from touching food or packaging exposed to the coronavirus? And as I said, the risk of transfer of the virus is very low based on our current research. So to further minimize the risk, consumers are really strongly encouraged to make sure that they're following food handling, they're handling their food packaging with proper hand washing and use of hand sanitizer before or after handling those packages. Another question is, what steps can I take to minimize my risk when shopping at the grocery store? There are several things that you can do. As I know, many are trying to minimize the number of trips that they are making to the store and being out in public. Some of the things that you can do include making sure to use hand sanitizer before entering the store and washing your hands. Using hands sanitizer after leaving the store. Make sure to take along some disinfecting wipes to wipe down your cart, basket handles, and card readers. Make sure to use that social distancing as much as possible when you're shopping and give others at least 6 feet of space. Make sure to avoid touching surfaces or items unnecessarily. And again, avoid touching your nose, mouth, and face. And make sure not to go shopping if you're showing any symptoms or think you've been exposed to the virus. Another commonly asked question is, how should I handle produce, like fresh fruits and vegetables? One thing to consider is to use hand sanitizer before and after selecting your produce items while at the grocery store. You also want to avoid touching multiple produce items that are there in the basket or in the area where you collect produce when making your selections. Just pick out what you want and not touch other things unnecessarily. And once you get things home, make sure to wash produce under cool running water and remove any of the dirt. If the surfaces are firm, like an apple or a carrot, also scrub that produce with a produce brush with using cool running water, but not using any soap. The USDA does not recommend using soap or bleach solution to wash produce. Detergents and bleach solutions are not meant to be consumed or used on food. And by washing produce in those types of solutions, you could potentially make yourself sick. Another question is, how do I handle groceries when I get them home? As I mentioned earlier, there's There's no indication that the food or food packaging has served as a significant connection to the transmission of the virus. So after getting food packages at home, make sure to wash your hands after and use hand sanitizer after handling those packages. I know some people are helping to care for other people, loved ones, or vulnerable populations. So question has come up is how should I handle groceries for someone else or who I'm for a vulnerable population? If you're shopping for someone else, the best practice is to drop groceries off while maintaining social distancing. But if you do have to enter a home to care for someone, remember to wash your hands immediately upon arrival. After unpacking groceries and making sure, and before providing direct care to anyone. And the last question is, what are the risks of takeout options or drive-through options? I know that many are wanting to support our local businesses during this time, and there's currently no indication that takeout or drive-through meals will increase the illness. These options are actually maybe a good for risk management because it helps to maintain social distancing and reduce the number of touch points between food preparation and serving of food. So really the best thing consumers can do is to make sure to use proper food safety, like washing their hands and surfaces often, making sure to keep raw meat separate from other foods, cooking foods to the right temperature, and making sure to refrigerate foods properly. You can also visit our Frontier Extension District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu for additional resources. I've got several things posted there centered around meal planning, grocery shopping, and food safety topics, and especially in relationship to the coronavirus.
All right. You mentioned using cool water when you wash your produce. Is there a particular reason for that?
It just needs to be running water. A lot of times cool water just it makes it a little bit easier to handle the food products there. But just needs to be running water as you're rinsing those fruits or vegetables off and get the dirt off.
All right. Sounds good. Got anything else for us?
I don't think so this morning. Just hope everyone is taking care and maintaining their social distancing as we all are kind of in this together.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate that. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District 4-H agent, Carla Hightower.